Being able to grab our dog by the collar and lead him someplace may not seem like a very important skill to train your dog to, but in fact, it also can be a very important skill. Too often, new dog trainers find themselves in a situation where they have a reactive dog or where they have to take their dog to a dog kennel where the people that work there will take their dog by the collar and try to lead them into a dog crate or into a dog kennel, and the dog will just turn and bite the person. Or if the dog's very reactive, like I said, and the dog is all worked up, he's all stimulated, and you walk up behind him and grab him by the collar to lead him away, they just reflexively will turn and bite you. So what we want to do here is show you how easy it is to introduce the dog to the collar grab, where we use positive motivation and food rewards to show the dog that it can be fun when we grab him by the collar and lead him away. It can be turned into a game, and it makes life so much easier in a lot of different instances. Just leading your dog to get him up into the crate, into the car. You can use a collar grab for that. There's a number of things you can do. When you're at the vet, you can grab him by the collar and hold him into a stand position while the vet examines him. To help explain the training steps for the collar grab, I've asked Mark Keating, a good friend of Cindy and mine, who has also been an instructor in a number of our courses, to walk through the training steps. Mark runs a boarding and training facility in Hudson, Wisconsin, about 40 miles from here. He does a very nice job in explaining how to train the collar grab.
The problem we encounter quite a bit here at our boarding kennel is when we have to grab a dog by the collar and move them from kennel to kennel or so on and so forth, some dogs have a really big problem with this. And the dog that we're going to be using today, Shiloh, had a little accident at home where she was in a high state of drive and someone had grabbed her collar and she had actually bitten that person. So we started working our accept restraint, particularly with the collar. So what we're going to do, I'm going to show you the five steps needed to develop this behavior from the first step to the fifth step and get you on your way. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do, you're going to need a system of reward, which if you've been watching all of our Learbrick videos, you're going to see that we use marker training. So today I'm going to be using a clicker, okay? And what we're going to do, step number one, is we're going to work, or we're not going to actually grab the collar, but more work around the collar, touching the dog, and marking and rewarding accordingly, okay? So you're going to see me reach around, click. That means she's doing the right thing. Give her a good food reward. Notice I'm going to give her multiple pieces of food to make the reward even more valuable. I'm going to do the same thing. Around the collar, touch, click, food. Now, if you watch the behavior of the dog, remember, this is a dog who is very uncomfortable with this. And you can see when my hands come down, her behavior changes to a point of she's a little bit unsure, but she's accepting it, and she's trying to kind of internalize what's going on. So there we are again. All right. So again, I'm going to reach down around where the collar is. You can massage a little, and then you're going to click. Now, if you're going to be using a verbal mark instead, you could simply, if you say, let's say yes or okay, I also have a verbal mark with her, and it's okay, so I'll use my verbal mark and do the same thing. Touch around.
Okay.
Good girl. You can see when she hears her mark, she's excited and knows that she's on the right track. Step number two is we're actually going to make contact with the collar. We're not going to put any tension, but we're actually going to make contact with the collar.
Okay.
So you see what I did there? I just actually grabbed the collar and reward it accordingly. So there I am again. You can always prime the dog up by petting her a little bit before you actually grab the collar.
Okay.
Girl. Baby stepping all the way there. Good. And do the same thing.
Okay.
Again, step number two. You can kind of see the dog when I grab her collar, she freezes. And that it falls within our accept restraint. Now, step number three is going to be we're actually going to make a little tension in the collar, just subtly, so she can feel that. And of course, we're going to mark and reward at the precise moment. So, here we go, a little priming with the petting. You're reaching in, you're grabbing.
Okay.
And I pull back a little bit. In this case, I can pull back away from her towards her backside. Good girl. And again.
Okay.
So we're not actually moving the dog yet. We're still at step number three, which is getting her used to feeling that the tension in the collar and also having her hand in such a close proximity to her face. So again, I can prime her up. I'm still at step number three.
Okay.
Okay, now we're at step number four. Now notice when I was pulling on the collar, I'm pulling back.
Okay.
Well, normally when we're pulling a dog, moving a dog with a collar, we're usually moving the collar this way, which is going to mean that the tension is going to be not going this direction backwards, but actually going up and over their head. So now I'm going to do that.
Okay.
See what I mean? So instead of pulling it back, I'm pulling it towards me. So you can prime her up again with a little petting if you like. Grab the collar.
Okay.
Good girl. Okay, again, step number four. With each one of these five steps, you can take weeks for each step. It just depends on the dog you're working with and how fast they're moving. Like I said, she had an issue, and I've been working on this for a while. So, okay, priming her up with a little petting. Here's the collar.
Okay.
Okay, and now we're at step number five, which is actually physically moving the dog. So what we're going to do now is we're going to grab the collar in the way, same way as step number four, where we're pulling it towards us, and we're going to try and physically move the dog. All I'm going to ask is literally an inch or 2 inches of movement, and when I get that, I'm going to mark and reward accordingly. Okay? Here we go. Hi. Prime her up with a little bit of petting. It's fine. In this case, you can also reposition your body so you're in a different place in relation to the dog. I'm not right here, now I'm at the side. So now I'm going to actually move her. And what's happening, because of the work that I've been doing with her, she's already going along with that, we'll call it leash pressure, collar pressure, okay? So here I am again.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So it's just baby stepping. I'm not going to try and drag her across the room right now or anything. I just want to get her used to being moved by the collar and have her association with this be an association of reward, okay? Not correction or anything uncomfortable. So that's why it is very important that you take your time with every one of these steps. Here we go again.
Okay.
Good girl. Do it again over here. Oops. There you go.
Okay.
Good girl.